Blog Talk Radio.
Once more to another episode of GEM, acronym for God Encounter Moment, GEM. I am Chaplain Marge, welcoming you to another segment. We read through the Gospels of Jesus Christ. And we are up to the Gospel of John, and we're in chapter 18. We will pick up at verse 28. That's John 18, 28. It's with heaviness of heart that we continue to read all that our Lord went through on our behalf. But having known the end of the story, we also rejoice for the great love, the extravagant love that he has for us, as to why he allowed himself to go through not only all these indignities, but separation, the perfect Son of God, God himself, in verity, being separated. And it just humbles me to know the great love that our God has for us. Well, listening friends, we encourage you to take hold of your Bible and to read along with us as we continue reading. After we have prayed, we will pick up the reading in John 18, verse 28. Let us pray together. Great God, our Father, we again need your Holy Spirit. We need the wisdom that only he can impart to us. We need the understanding, dear God, that will cause us to read not what we think is being said, but what you want us to know, the truth of what you want to communicate to us. Forgive us our sins, anything and everything that would separate between us and you, obscure your voice from being heard clearly. And after having heard, we pray, dear God, that we will obey and surrender to do your good will. Thank you for you taking the burden of working in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure with our cooperation and our submission. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the Praetorium, and it was early morning. But they themselves did not go into the Praetorium, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against the man?" They answered and said to him, "If he were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him up to you." Then Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." Therefore the Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying by what death he would die." Then Pilate entered the Praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault in him at all. But you have a custom that I should release someone to you at the Passover. Do you therefore want me to release to you the King of the Jews?" Then they all cried again, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now, Barabbas was a robber. So then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe. Then they said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they struck him with their hands. Pilate then went out again and said to them, "Behold, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him." Let us pray. Oh, Father God, what shame. What shame is ours, this human race, that we should mock our Creator, that we should strike our Savior, that we should crucify our Christ. Oh, Father God, and yet we know, besides what we are reading here, each and every one of us have also participated, because each and every one of us have sinned. Father, we ask for the forgiveness of our sins against you, against your children, our brothers, our sisters. Father, what more can we say except to plead the blood of Jesus? We have no leg to stand on, dear Father, except that you love us so much that you gave your only Son so that we should not perish, but that we, whosoever ones of us, would have everlasting life. On the contrary, you did not send your Son into the world to condemn us, but that we through him might be saved. What wondrous love. What wondrous love that you have lavished upon us, that we should be called the children of God. All we can do, dear God, is to thank you for what you have done. We do not deserve it. We simply thank you. Continue being with each and every one who is in the sound of my voice and those whom they represent. Forgive us our sin. We praise you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. My friends, until we meet again, may God, our Savior, and our dearest friend be with each and every one, is my prayer. Amen.